Investigators say this is a textbook example of a freak accident. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says the wind broke the top portion of a tree and that thick piece of wood fell into the path of South Carolina resident Lisa Lamb.
It looks to us to be just a matter of a freak accident, something that was almost impossible to foresee.
Cannon says they don't exactly know how fast she was going, but at a high rate of speed, they say there is no way for her to have survived. She had broken ribs and other internal injuries.
The medical examiner said that if she survived the initial impact with the tree, it was only for maybe a minute or so.
Cannon says the resort seems well prepared to handle the safety needs of people on the zip line, and there is no reason to believe they were negligent.
If the winds were gusting well over what they were supposed to be, and if somebody knew that, and if somebody allowed people to go down with the intention of harming somebody, then yeah, you might look at criminal, but again, zero evidence.
Officials from Sundance issued a statement saying the tree in question was 11 feet away, and that they take great lengths to ensure everyone's safety. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.